and Nedley?
See you tomorrow.
All right. I'll be there about 2 o'clock.
All right, man.
Who else online with us?
Mike.
Yo.
Yeah, this is Rollin' Love.
Welcome to the call.
Over the first campus.
All right, welcome. We're about 3 or 4 minutes out. Tell us who y'all we're calling in from.
Katie from Phoenix, Arizona.
Katie,
hello,
welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, welcome. Who we got?
Vicky from Kansas.
Vicky, welcome. Say hello to Dorothy for me.
Okay. Hello.
Welcome to the call. Who do we have online with us?
Dennis, North Carolina.
All right, welcome to the call. Anyone else checking in? Tell us who you are, where you're calling in from.
Virginia Miller from Rochester, Michigan.
All right, welcome to the call. You're just checking in. Want to welcome you to the call. Tell us who you are, where you're calling in from.
Alfred and Blanco Landeros from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, big guy, welcome to the call.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike, it's Julie in Dallas.
Welcome.
Wendy. I'm Julie from Michigan.
Michigan, welcome.
Wendy from Houston.
Hey, Miss Wendy, welcome to the call. You on the talk line, Wendy?
I am.
Good for you.
Lonnie Garrison from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, welcome to the call.
AJ, Houston.
Welcome, Houston.
Janine Russell, North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina, welcome. We'll give it another couple of minutes. Just tell us who you are, where you calling in from.
Patty Richardson, Fresno, California.
Fresno, welcome to the call.
Scott Franklin, Dallas.
Scott Franklin, I saw you last night.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, good to see you. Good to hear from you. Welcome to the call.
No problem, sir.
Who else online with us? Just checking in. Tell us who you are, where you calling in from.
Hello?
Yeah. You just checking in. Tell us who you are, where you calling in from.
This is Camara from New Jersey.
Welcome to the call, New Jersey.
Thank you.
We're going to give it just another couple of minutes, and we've got, I think, 7:58. We'll be calling, checking here quick.
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Yes.
You've reached the leadership call, Mareplan USA. Tell us who you are, where you're calling in from.
Hang on a second. Let me do it off my...
All right, Alfred. Go.
Hey, Mike, it's Kelly Fuller.
Miss Kelly Fuller.
Hey, man.
Welcome, girl.
Thank you.
Alan from Tucson.
Tucson, welcome.
Bill from Birmingham.
Birmingham, welcome.
Hey, Mike, Orrin Brown calling from the Crown Plaza in Anaheim, California.
What in the world are you doing out in Anaheim, California?
Well, they tell me that there's conference out here, and I like to come out a couple of days ahead of time to kind of do some soul searching.
Man, I tell you, I can't believe it. You went all the way from Washington, D.C. to California?
Yeah, we got here this morning, local time, about 11:30.
All right. Good to have you there. Hold the fort down until I get there. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do. Mike Lentos is down here already, too. So.
Is he?
Yeah.
I bet he's out prospecting like crazy.
That's exactly what we're doing, buddy.
Go.
Hi, this is Roxanna.
Roxanna, welcome.
California.
Welcome.
Hi, it's Stacy Perez in Illinois.
Stacy?
Hi.
Perez, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be back to you here in a second.
Oh, great.
This is Viv Kishore, Texas.
Welcome, Texas. Anyone else want to tell us who you are, where you're calling in from?
Yeah, this is Larry Creighton, Las Vegas. Is this the Mareplan call?
It certainly is.
Okay.
You're at the right place at the right time, guaranteed.
All right, okay.
Jennifer Warren from Temecula, California.
Welcome, California, from Tennessee. Ought to be a song like that.
Drew Nickerson, North Hills, California.
Hey, congratulations, Drew.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I tell you what, you're doing an awesome job.
Oh, much appreciated.
Hey, welcome to the call there, whoever that was.
This is Bert Siegfried from Winter Springs, Florida.
All right, Florida.
This is Joelle Folger from Colorado.
Colorado, welcome.
This is Cindy in Maryland.
Cindy in Maryland, welcome.
This is
Cindy
in North Carolina. Welcome. Hey, it's Sylvia from Baton Rouge.
Sylvia, good
to see you. Hey, I'm going to go get this gas on right now.
All right, go, go, go.
Okay.
Carol from New York.
New York, welcome.
Patricia from California.
Welcome, California.
Carol.
Barry in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, welcome.
Carol from New York.
Well, we got a ton of people on the call tonight. Welcome, everyone.
Leslie from Oklahoma City.
Welcome, Oklahoma City. Hey, I got to apologize to Oklahoma right now. Texas is going to whoop up on Oklahoma this weekend.
That's okay. I'm a Texas fan.
All right, go, girl.
Thanks.
I just wanted that apology to go out in advance.
This is Stan from New Jersey.
Welcome to New Jersey.
Chris from Illinois.
Illinois is welcome.
Linda from Florida.
Hello, Florida.
Texas.
Hello, Texas. And I tell you what, we're going to kick things off. Welcome to the Maryplane USA Leadership Call. This is Mike McDonald, National Sales Director, Dallas, Texas. And man, I tell you what, I am so fired up. As you can probably tell, I'm about to lose my voice already. I've been talking to so many people over the last week or so. We got the big event coming up in California, the Leadership Fall Leadership Conference. And I tell you what, you guys are that are fortunate enough to be there are going to be so fired up and excited about the announcements, where we are and where we're going, that you will not sleep for days and days and weeks on a commercial plane. All of you will fly back without the plane. You're going to be so fired up and high that you won't even need a plane to get back. It's going to be some exciting stuff. And I tell you what, I've been in this industry of network marketing for a long, long time, and I've had the privilege of being with two companies that went through what we call momentum. And that is a phenomenal experience to be able to be with a company that is going through a momentum stage, because you have to fight people off with a stick. And, checks go up like crazy, recruiting grows up like crazy, just everything happens. And I just personally believe that Ameriplan is on verge of being the next company that goes into a momentum stage. And I tell you what, it is so exciting. You better have your track shoes on. You better be ready, because it is going to be an exciting time. And with, the good news is we have such a controlled atmosphere that Dennis and Daniel Bloom, we already know that's built this beautiful $25 million international headquarters there in Plano, Texas. And if you've had the privilege of viewing that facility and touring that facility, then you know that they have built that thing with expansion in mind. Right now we probably occupy maybe 50% of that facility. It's already finished out, but we have the ability to double the size overnight and then double that size in construction, because we can add another complete floor above the building that we have now, which is 106,000 square foot. So it's exciting to know where we're at. It's exciting to know where we're going. And, I've had the privilege of working with Dennis and Daniel Bloom for almost 12 years. I started consulting with them when the company was only barely a year and a half old. At the time, they were doing $150,000 a year in total sales nationwide, which can sell us Texas and Fort Worth, maybe. I remember sitting down with them, and I think they had 23 dentists on board at the time I first had conversations with Dennis and Daniel Bloom. And today we have over 100,000 providers nationwide. We do business in every state nationwide. We're doing 100 million plus, and the company is positioned and timed just to really make a difference in the marketplace. So I don't know if you can tell or not, but I am fired up and excited, not so much for myself, but I'm excited for each and every person on this call, especially those of you who may be struggling a little bit, who have been, getting their head, beat up against the wall, maybe gotten a bloody nose or two, because I tell you what, it's going to get a little easier and a little easier and a little easier, and you're going to wake up one day and you're going to be so excited that you stayed in the game. And you went through the hoops that you went through, and you went through the you know, all the hurdles and everything that you had to go through, it's going to be worth it. Trust me, it's going to be worth it. Also want to move on a little bit and congratulate the whole team. I tell you what, you know, we're just so excited for some people that are just really working extra hard. Of course, I know everybody's working hard, but doggone it, every once in a while you get your name in print as being somebody really special and moving on up. And, you know, we were very fortunate this month to have a whole lot of people take, you know, in the, you know, advantage of everything. And, you know, we got Arnold and Diane Gonzalez out of Dallas, Texas. You know, I think this is the third, maybe fourth month in a row. Those rascals have been the number one recruiter for members in the whole company. And we're just so excited for Arnold and Diane out of Dallas, and they're just doing an awesome job. We got Drew Nickerson up there in, out in California, who is number six, and Ivan, you know, out of San Antonio, just doing a super good job, is number tied with Drew. And what a great support team they have with Joe Straw, who's moving San Antonio up in the top. Antonio is, and what a great job Joe Straw is doing there in San Antonio. Then we got, obviously, Janie and Michael Jones out of Austin, Texas, just doing a phenomenal job. Number two recruiter, still on track to be number one for the year, number one last year for the whole year. But we got some, we got a race going on because Stacy Perez out of Chicago, Illinois, took number one spot. So we had four people on our team, your team, members of our success team in the top six, folks. That's powerful stuff. And I'm just so excited for each and every one of you, what's going on there. And, you know, brings me to the point, you know, that one of the topics that I wanted to talk about. Joe Blanton, you online with us? Let's see, who's on the talk line with us tonight?
This is Wendy.
Hey, Miss Wendy. Okay.
Hey, Mike, it's Rick.
Hey, Rick. All right, you'll work. Wendy will work. You guys, I tell you what, we're excited. Chicago's moving on up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got Rick coming up there. And while I'm thinking about that, before I move on, let me just make this, well, I got a mental note here. Is mark your calendars after this big wild weekend that we got going on here with Ameriplan. I'm going to be in Chicago with Rick Fleshman, and we're going to be doing a meeting there in Chicago. What's the date on that, Rick?
October 18th, Monday.
October Monday the 18th. So if anybody has contacts in the Chicago area, be sure and set your calendar because we'll be promoting this new promotion, and things are going to be rocking and rolling, and you'll want to get some prospects in Chicago. And we'll email these dates out, but just know that we're going to be in Chicago on the 18th. We're going to be in Memphis. No, that Chicago's not on the 18th, Joe. I mean, Rick. Memphis is on the 18th. Let's see, Chicago's in November.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
Chicago's the 8th of November. Doggone it. We'll get it right here. Memphis, I'm going to be in Memphis on the 19th, Tuesday the 19th, October the 19th. We're going to be...
Okay.
We're going to be in Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York on November the 2nd. That's Tuesday, November the 2nd. Then the following Monday, we're going to be in Chicago. And then we're going to be down in San Antonio in November. So mark your calendars because have business will travel. And it's going to be some exciting times. You know, one of the points I want to make is, you know, the fact that we got all this great stuff going on, and I know, you know, everybody on this call is excited about what's going on, but, you know, you're only one good prospect away from having a $1 million-a-year career. And I just, you know, sometimes we get discouraged when things aren't going as fast as we want them to go, and, you know, we get on these conference calls, and we hear certain people doing certain things, and we hear all these big numbers, you know, some people are doing or whatnot, but bottom line, you know, you're only one or two good brokers away. In most cases, just one good broker away from, you know, increasing your income by $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Rick, you was at one of our conventions when I was on stage and we were given an example of some of the nationals that were making 100,000 plus.
Yep.
Remember that?
You bet. That was Champions Weekend, Mike.
Champions Weekend. We had Mark Bowen up there, and we had we had Joe and Carol Garvey up there. We had who else we have up there?
I can't remember who it was, but I can tell you that, that was a big turning point for the way I look at my business for sure.
And so, you know, we had about five, we had John Cash up there. Let me tell you about John Cash. I mean, what a good example of just being one broker away. I mean, what a great guy John Cash and his wife is. They're out of Florida. Used to be in Austin. They moved from Austin out to Florida. And they had someone down in their organization about, what was it, Rick, about six or seven levels down, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And all of a sudden, these people, they hung around the flagpole. I think Clay and Jackie Dixon,
yep.
I think they were in the business, I don't know, what, 6 months before they decided to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a decision that they made, just like anybody else. And once a decision is made, you're going to go to work, you go to work, and just things happen. But, you know, Clay and Jackie started working the business, and, I mean, then, boom, all of a sudden, Clay went full-time in the business. And they rolled up from, like, sixth or seventh level all the way up to front line to John Cash. And Jackie and Clay Dixon makes John Cash, I don't know, in excess of $50,000, $60,000 a year, maybe more than that. I don't know exactly where they're at right now, but I know it's over $50,000, $60,000 a year off of that one person's organization. No telling how much money Steve Luxenberg is making Michael Langto, but I would have to, what would you think, Rick, $150,000 a year, $100,000 a year?
Yeah, got
to
be.
You know, and when Michael found Luxenberg, Michael had been in the business a couple of 3 years, and, you know, Michael's check was growing a little bit, but it wasn't on fire. And when he got Luxenberg on the team, Luxenberg just took off like gangbusters and became the top recruiter of the year that particular year. And just, I mean, he couldn't even spell internet. He didn't even know what an email address was. And Luxenberg today has just done a phenomenal job. You know, Brad Murray with Mark Jarvis is another great example. We got my daughter, who's another great example. Today, my daughter and I, and this is something y'all need to do in your area, each and every one of you want to grow your business, is today Jody McDonald and I did a trade show. Actually, it was a health fair show over in Arlington, Texas. It was a seniors' day where they had, you know, all these seniors out to get their flu shot and whatnot. And there's a lot of different vendors there showing their goods and giving away stuff. And we had over 3,000 people come in to the Arlington Convention Center at this health fair. And Jody and I got to talk to a chiropractic plan, shared a lot of people about the opportunity, but also, if you do these trade shows, you get to network with other people who have booths up. Now, Wendy, are you in line with us?
I am.
Does it make sense that if somebody took the time and effort and money to put a booth up in a health fair show, that they have some entrepreneurial spirit?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. So what do you get to do? You get to meet these people. You get to, you know, have conversations with these people, and then all of a sudden you get to put them on your drip list, and you stay in contact with these people. So what a great way. Joe Blanton, I wish he was online with us tonight. I bet he's on his way to California. I bet that's where he's at, flying out to California. Anyway, bottom line is, Joe Blanton and I, the first year that we teamed up together here in Dallas, I bet you that first year, I bet you we did 20 trade shows. Those trade shows consist of health fairs. They consist of job fairs, work-from-home fairs, garden shows, wherever groups, masses of people would meet. And we might pay $50, we might pay $200, we might pay $400 for a table, but we would split it up with some of our local people. And that's one of the advantages of building guys on a local market. So, Wendy, you agree that if somebody, you know, a couple of booths down from you, was marketing anything, it wouldn't make any difference if it was pencils or if it was you know, some nutritional product. They're entrepreneurial spirited, right?
Oh, definitely.
So it gives you a chance to check with them, and they check with you, and all of a sudden you see them at the next show, and then you see them at another show, and you see them at another show, and you're building this rapport and this relationship, and it's powerful stuff. And I'm saying all that to say this, that one day we had a booth, a trade show coming up. It was a work-from-home type show here in Dallas, and it was in Garland, Texas. And corporate called a last-minute meeting for something that was coming up for the convention, and they asked me if I could come to this meeting, and you know, I said, yeah, I can. And so I put Joe in a bind of being at this fair by himself. Jody just got tremendous people skills. She's 24 years old. She's a single mom. And in the early days, I tell you what, she had a passion for this business, especially right before the baby was born. She had a passion because she knew she needed to create some income, you know, to help support that baby. Well, I asked her if she would fill in for me. Now, Wendy, she said, whatever I can do, I'll do. She filled in for me. I said, all, you know, basically what I want you to do is, you know, if Joe needs to go take a potty break or go to lunch, you know, somebody be manning the booth. Because have you ever been to one of these trade shows where people just left brochures there and there wasn't nobody there?
Not good.
Not good. You got to be, you know, I've taught all my people to be in front of that booth, not behind the booth, sitting in the chair taking a nap. So long story short, Joe was over, Blanton was talking to somebody who had walked through the area, and here comes Joe Straw strolling up, and Jody is standing there. Joe Straw, I wish he was online with us. Joe asked Jody about Ameriplan. I mean, Jody just nailed him. I mean, she gave him a presentation like he ain't never had before. Here's Joe Straw, who's now one of the top trainers and leaders in the company out of San Antonio, doing an awesome job, right at $50,000 a year residual income. He, asked Jody a little bit about Ameriplan. Long story short, she recruits Joe Straw, and he's, you know, with Excel, and he's doing a great job with Excel. And she recruits him all on her own. And because of that recruitment, Jody, who works the business on a part-time basis, she's a stay-at-home mom, she's 25 years old, got a beautiful baby that's 3 years old, a little over 3 years old, my grandbaby, and I got pictures if anybody wants to see him. I mean, he's the cutest thing you ever saw.
I agree.
Thank you very much. Long story short, this month her check hit $38,000 a year residual income.
Wow.
And and I don't mind admitting it, a huge percent of it comes from Joe Straw. The same thing happened to you, Ms. Wendy.
Yep.
You were rocking along, just, you know, it's like having a bucket full of, where do pearls come from?
Shells.
What kind of shells?
Clams.
All right, so let's say we got this big old bucket of clams sitting, you know, we're sitting on the dock, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got this big old bucket of clams, right, Rick? And so what do? We get, a screwdriver or some kind of big old thick knife blade, and we pop one of those things open. What are we looking for, Rick?
One pearl.
One pearl. And we pop up in one of those clams, we look it over, nothing in it. What do? Do we gently close it back up? And do we get it and we just kind of curl it in real close to the chest? Do we just hold it and we just talk to it? And we just warm it up, and we just massage it? No. We just throw it off to the side and reach in that bucket and do what?
Grab another one,
pop it open, and look. So you got to, in a sense, that's where you got to prospect. You got to find that pearl, you know, but, you know, if it's not there, it's not there. But I know in your case, Wendy, you just kept, you know, opening up those clams, opening them up, opening up, and boom, you found one that had this huge pearl in it.
It did.
And who was that pearl?
Janie Jones.
So my point is, you're only one person away from having a $1 million career with this company. You got to have the patience, the courage, and the discipline to never, 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 never what?
Quit
or give in. So, you know, we all get a little bit frustrated. We all get, you know, discouraged sometimes. But doggone it, you know, there's hundreds of people in Ameriplan, hundreds of people who stayed on that dock, stayed digging into those clams, popping them open, putting them away, popping them open, putting them away till they found the pearl, and that one shiny pearl is making them $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 a year in residual income. Mark has found so many pearls on his front line over a period. Of course, got to keep in mind, he's been around 10 years. But he's found enough pearls on his front line, either directly or indirectly, because remember, you got what's called roll up. You know, there could be somebody that's two or three or four levels below you that may roll up right onto the top. And that's exactly what happened to Miss Wendy. She rolled up to me. What a beautiful, you know, what a beautiful process is to have roll up. So, bottom line is, you just keep on prospecting, keep on prospecting, keep on prospecting, and doggone it, never, 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 never quit, or never, never, never give up. Any comments on that from you, Wendy?
You know, that is it. I mean, because I can remember, you know, before the convention a year ago, I was struggling. You know, I was going through, you know, a dry spell, and but quitting was never an option.
Right.
I didn't even consider it. I just knew that, you know, if I just keep going, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to do it because, you know, I sat there at the convention and saw all those other people that were succeeding, and man, they weren't any better than I was.
They didn't have any more talent than what you had.
They didn't.
The only difference is they found a pearl before you did.
Yeah, and they all had issues just like I did. I mean, I might have five kids homeschooling, but they had their issues too. So, so I knew if they could do it, so could I. I just had to stay in the game to do it.
Absolutely. Rick, what comments would you make on that subject?
Well, just the same thing, Mike. When you don't give up and you just keep doing it, you finally find that one or two people. Just and again, that experience I had at Champions Weekend, it really hit me at the right time because I was experiencing a little frustration because I just wasn't finding that one or two people that I really wanted. I had a couple, but I just didn't have the ones I really thought were going to take me there, and I was going to go there with them. And it's just a matter of getting your emotions and ego out of it and just keep working those numbers and working them and stick close to your leadership for sure.
Absolutely. You know, and here's a little clue that I found that, you know, if we could learn how to, you know, communicate better with people, we would have a much better close to find the pearl that we're looking for. I'll give you an example. Let's say for an example, Rick, you and I were friends, but we wasn't super close, but we were friends. Okay? And let's say I knew that you had a job and I knew a little bit about your job and I approached you with this mindset. And this is pretty typical of network marketers. As I approach you and I say, hey, Rick, man, you really need to get in this opportunity that I got. And you would respond,
I'm not feeling that need.
Okay. So I don't have a clue how you're going to respond, right?
Huh?
Because you and I have not role played this at all.
Exactly.
So I just want you to respond as if you how you think you would normally respond out there in the real world.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I come to you as somebody who, you know, we're acquaintances, we know each other, we're not real, real close, but we do know each other, and I know that you work for ABC Company, and I come back to you and I say, well, you know, you can't have, you know, that ABC Company can't be paying you that much. It can't be a good job. Now, how would you respond to that?
I'd probably be defensive. I'd probably say something like, you know, hey, I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You know, people disagree. And, you know, if I approach you, you know, if you're a postman, I say, you know what, postmen don't make that much money. I can't believe that you're a postman. And you're going to come back with some kind of, well, you know, that's a pretty good job. You know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, paying for my house.
Yeah. So sometimes what happens, it's our approach of what we say and how we say it that turns people off and gets people in, you know, what word did you use a while ago? A defensive position?
You bet.
Where if, on the other side of the coin, if I went to you and said, man, I tell you what, that's got to be a great job working at the post office. I mean, what great security that you have and money that you have working at the post office. Now, how are you going to respond?
I'm going to feel good about myself because you edified me.
Well, that plus you're going to come back and say, well, it's not really that good.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really don't pay that much.
Could always use something better.
Yeah. So the difference is I let you do that talking, not me do that talking. You know, let's say, Wendy, you're a school teacher, and I go to you and says, man, I tell you what, I can't believe you teach school in today's environment. Man, I tell you what, teachers don't make anything.
Boy, we could get on that soapbox.
But at the same token, you're on the defensive mode.
Right.
Okay? Versus me going to you and say, man, Wendy, I tell you what, I know teaching is awesome, and it's, you know, you probably make serious money as a teacher. And I bet it's a great job.
Boy, what papers have you been reading?
But see, I've got you in a different position.
Right.
You know, and that's a problem, I think, rookies, in a sense. Rookies are people who've not done a lot of network marketing, who've not done a lot of sales work, get themselves in when, you know, there's ways to talk to people and have them tell you how good or bad their job is, how good or bad their income is, and then you can reverse it on them. You know, you would think it's just the opposite. You would think sometimes, guys, that you would have to point out certain things. Example, you would think I might have to go to Wendy and say, Wendy, I can't believe you're a school teacher. You know school teachers don't make that much money. You know that, you know, with you can't discipline kids anymore, and kids are going to throw rocks at you, that I have to, you know, point all those features out to you to get you to take a look at my opportunity, right?
Right.
But it's just the opposite. I don't have to do that. You already know those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a mistake a lot of brand new brokers make. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. And I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but I want you to have the courage to ask yourself, do I fit in that category? And what can I do to improve my ability to communicate with people? Because all this business is about communicating with people. That's all we get paid for, is communicating information with people. It's kind of like the debates that are going on TV right now between, you know, the presidents and the presidents-to-be and wannabes. You know, it's your ability to communicate to somebody the information that they can make a decision on being part of your organization. So, Wendy, what comments would you make on that? Because you've obviously got great communication skills. What have you learned in the last year and a half that might help some new brokers in their communication skills?
You know, the main thing is, you know, when I'm talking to some people, you know, I let them talk.
Well, that's a great point, because God gives us two ears and one mouth, so we should do twice as much listening as we do talking.
Right, because you'll find out what their needs are just if you let them talk.
Yep.
And you'll find out, you know, what their trigger points are. That you can say, well, let me tell you, you know, wow, you know, that's what you need. Well, let me tell you how we can have, you know, we can accomplish that with this. And, you know, you take them where their need is, and you give them an opportunity to meet that need with Ameriplan.
Absolutely.
I mean that's a real big one. I want to hear them. I want to hear where their, you know, where their weak points are, where they're most sensitive, because in that way, and most of it's always in finances.
Yep.
Or I want to be home with my kids.
Finances or time.
Yeah, or I want to be home with my kids.
Yep. They don't have enough time to spend with their family, enough time to spend with their kids, enough time to go on vacation, enough time to do the things that they want to do.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then, you know, then instead of wasting your time, you know, because sometimes what I found a lot is when I first started out, I was over talking. And I was killing a sale.
Yep.
More or less, I was talking myself out of sales.
That is easily done.
Right.
I tell you what, that is probably one of the major reasons of failure in getting a broker into the business, is they talk too much.
Right, because I just ramble on and on and on and on. Well, they don't want to hear all that.
I've got brokers, Wendy, that's tongues tied in the middle and loose on both ends.
I've got
people that I've actually listened to, and I put my phone on hold, went to the bathroom, and came back, and they were still talking, didn't even know I was gone.
One of them is probably me.
Well, I ain't going to say.
It reminded me of actually when I was back in Kansas City, and I heard Clay Dixon say this in a training, and that was when you're talking to people, you need to accomplish two things. You need two forms of validation. First, you validate Ameriplan as a vehicle. And one of the traps is more about comparing our product to other products and talking too much about product, as opposed, because when they're looking at becoming a broker and at the business opportunity, we want more to communicate the validity of Ameriplan as a vehicle, and the product is part of that, so is the company, et cetera. And the second thing that we have to validate is ourselves as leaders. And even if you're not in a leadership position yet, my dad always used to tell me two things. Number one is more money will make you more of who you are, so you better improve yourself before you have the money. But the other thing he said that was relevant to this is that don't be cocky and validate yourself, but just, you know, one of the marks of a good leader is knowing when to follow. And even if you're not in a big leadership position with Ameriplan, you can show up as a leader by saying, "Hey, I'm working with these guys that are doing really great in the business." So, bottom line is, make sure you validate Ameriplan as a business vehicle and validate yourself as a leader.
Absolutely, I appreciate that input. Also, while I'm thinking about it, as we're talking about growing your business and whatnot, you're only one person away. Tonight is Thursday night or Wednesday night, right?
Yep.
We still got how many hours till Friday night in California? Roughly 48 hours, right? So we still have time to get a prospect at that Friday night meeting, right?
Yep.
What is the cost to go to that Friday night meeting?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. It's free of charge. So here's the good news is everybody on this call really needs to be searching their database and their warm market list if they know anybody within driving distance of Anaheim, California, to get them to that Friday night, because if they get there to Friday night, they're going to get fired up and excited. You can't be around that crowd and not get excited and want to be part of what we're doing. And that's one of the things we got to do as brokers is learn to paint the picture of where we're going, not where we've been, but where we're going. And Friday night, you still got a chance. Now, here's some other good news. There's a few people that have, for whatever reason, are not going to be going to California that has a $99 ticket. So if you've got a prospect or if you know somebody that still wants to try to get into that business, there's still the company don't have any more tickets left, but I've got a couple of brokers that had some conflict with getting out there. They've already bought their ticket, and I know of two or three tickets that are available if somebody needs a ticket or some, especially you out there, Ned, and Drew, if you guys are still out there prospecting on a daily basis out there in California, and you can get somebody to come to that Saturday event, I guarantee you they're in. They just don't know how deep. So there will be a few tickets available. So don't let that be a problem thinking that, well, I can't get you a ticket, because I know of two or three tickets that are available. Of course, it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis. So if that happens to you, if you're listening in right now, be sure and call me, anybody. Call me because we can still, come up with a couple of tickets. But that's going to be a huge event, and you just don't want to miss that. And also, you want to mark your calendar. We got Champions Weekend coming up in February. That's going to be February the 10th through the 13th. So you want to go ahead and mark that on your calendar as well, because that's going to be an exciting time. Our goal is to be there with a big old army of people, and we're going to be at the $250,000 a year mark. Excited about that. Well, I tell you what, I need to get on the phone, but I want to go over and do some prospecting for California. But I do want to let everybody know that we got two things on the table right now. I want to major, major apologize. There's just been so much stuff going on. My programmer's a little bit behind getting some of the programming nailed down. His father had a stroke. And we're talking about this lead program that we put together with over 6 million names in our database of some prospecting leads. If you're an RSD and above, we got a program for you to be able to get a bunch of leads. But the gentleman that was doing my programming, father had a stroke, and he's, his father's doing great, but he's still, he's not been able to spend the time tweaking a couple of things on the software that you will need on your system to be able to upload these leads. We were supposed to have it Monday, and Monday's come and gone, and like I say, I'm not pressuring him because, like I say, his father had a stroke, and I'm allowing him to spend whatever time he needs to do this thing. So if y'all be patient with us, we'll have this program up and running, and it may be after we get back from the big event. But here's what I want everybody to be doing in the meantime. Wendy, do you think there's going to be a big announcement made?
Oh, I do.
Rick, do you think there's a big announcement made?
I think that's safe. That's a safe bet.
Do you think it'd be safe to say that we better go ahead and renegotiate all of our contacts and relook at everybody we've talked to in the past and relook at who we haven't talked to yet and find every way we can possibly get, to start talking to people?
Absolutely.
Should we have it ready before or 30 days after the announcement?
Now is good.
Wendy, 30 days before, before or 30 days after?
Oh, before.
Before. So each and every one of you that are not in California for this big event, you have the time to sit around and start, finding out, who am I going to call? Who am I going to call? Who am I going to call? And I know a bunch of you can say, well, what's the announcement going to be? We're not going to know what it is. Well, what are we doing about that, Wendy?
I just told them we got a huge announcement coming.
Yeah, but how are we going to tell everybody on the call about the announcements?
How are we going to tell them?
Yeah.
We're going to call them Saturday night.
That's right. So tell us what's going to happen Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30 Pacific time. We're going to be on the horn and telling everybody what the announcement is.
We're going to have a nationwide call, just like we're having right now, on the same line, the same PIN code. It's going to be 7:30 Pacific time. That makes it what, 9:30
Central.
Central, 10:30 Eastern, whatever mountain time it is mountain time. But we're going to be doing a nationwide call, and we're going to be giving you all the scoop of all the announcements that take place out in California on Saturday. So, you know, be sure that you get all your people on the call Saturday night, 7:30, you know, Pacific time, so you can get all that inside information ahead of time. So, anyway, I'm fired up and excited, and once again, congratulations to all the people on our success team that made promotions. If you hit regional sales director in the last, you know, week or 10 days, just a big old attaboy and attagirl to you. And I know we got several people that got promoted to senior. We have one gal in your group, Janie got promoted, Wendy got promoted to executive, right?
That's right.
So just a big old congratulations to everybody on any promotions, and we're just so proud of you and excited for you, and as they say, you ain't seen nothing yet. So, Rick, what closing comments would you like to give everybody before we wrap up?
Well, I'm just real excited. I can't wait to get out to California, and I think the best thing any of us could do is spend the next 48 hours putting someone at that barrel of cash. All of our leaders are, and you never know what could happen there. They might be the ones that walk away with $1,000 in their pocket. And just don't get the word out to get everybody on that call for Saturday night, because we can, you know, if we look at the past, we know there's going to be some fantastic announcements, because they never fail to amaze us, do they?
Absolutely, that's true. And I've got kind of an insight of what some of it's going to be, folks, and it's going to be powerful stuff. Wendy, what closing comments would you like to share with everybody tonight?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody to go get your running shoes on and be ready to roll. I know when we did that promotion a year ago, I was scheduled to go on vacation that month, and
right.
We canceled it.
Yeah.
And postponed it because...
Was it worth it?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Now your income's over $65,000 a year. I would think it's worth it.
I think it was worth it.
Yeah. I could be at $100,000 before the year's out.
Yeah, it was definitely, I was doing 8 to 10 hours a week before that, but I hit it really hard during that month. I hit it nonstop from morning till night.
And what was your income at that time?
My residual income was zero.
Was zero, and so that postponing that thing took you from zero to, over $60,000 a year residual income.
It did.
Now you can go on any kind of vacation you want.
I can.
And not worry about anything.
Well, the neat part about it is we postponed our vacation, took it later, and while we were gone for 3 weeks, come home and had over $2,000 worth of RSD bonuses money sitting on our desk.
Hello, call that a clue.
So it was worth the wait. It was.
All right. Well, we appreciate each and every one of y'all on the call. You know, my closing comment is just, you know, get, as everybody has said, get your track shoes on, get your list ready. Be prepared to come out of the shoot ahead of time, knowing that we've got some big announcements, some big things going on. It's going to be worth burning the midnight oil. It's going to be worth, as Wendy just said, changing your calendar, changing your schedule, changing your vacation, getting your priorities right. I guarantee you, whatever you do over the next 6 to 12 months with what we got going on as a company will allow you to do whatever you want for the rest of your life. So right place, right time, guaranteed. And as always, when we close our call up, what do? We put our old thumbs up high and say, man, we are somebody, and each and every one of you are. We appreciate you, and God bless you, and take care, and we'll see y'all on the call Saturday night.
Bye-bye,
everyone.